What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos, live from the Chaos Den, the Chaos Couch, the Love Sactional. I'm now living in my living room. This is my bed. This is my new bed. My one-month-old daughter, Violet, has given it to me. This is my Mamaroo chair that I sit in and read books and fart in. I have a few binkies to suck on when my anxiety Tuesdays are going through the roof. And it feels good. It feels good. I got the vaccine yesterday, so it's nice that I feel actually pretty good. I got the first shot of Moderna. My only symptom is that every time I walk past the refrigerator, I get stuck to it. But other than that, I'm feeling fine. Homeless Pimp told me that he's been vaccinated for 4 months and still wakes up in night sweats with pain in the injection site. So that's fun to look forward to.
That just happened last night.
That happened last night. What a coinky dink. Do you think maybe because I have the vaccine now, we're linking up like girls' periods? Holy smokes.
Oh my God, they synced us.
Dude, we're legitimately, I'm slowly going to turn into the homeless pimp. I can't wait to have FBA full-blown autism. Yeah. Bro, it's going to be good. Pimp's wearing his mask because he's got the sniffles. And my family's here, and he's like, I don't want to get you guys sick. I'm like, get who sick, dude? My daughter, you came in, and my daughter was legitimately eating a glue stick. So in what? And she goes, do you want some? And then she tried to give him an Elmer's glue stick, and I thought it was candy, but she's legitimately eating glue. So what is COVID going to do?
That was crazy. She really was eating that glue.
Yeah, she's wild, dude. She's a wild kid. Violet, who's 1 month old, who's only supposed to be drinking formula or breast milk, had a hit of freaking confetti cake icing yesterday to the face and loved it. And just seized up. It was crazy.
You gave her sugar already?
It was an accident. She ate it off Vinny's nose or something like that. Some type of icing, but she's fine. It was good.
You know what's so crazy about babies is like, you don't know what moment will deeply impact them.
Yeah.
Like that sugar might have made her a cam girl.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Hey, listen, dude, I'm at the point where it's like, whatever makes you money, it's like, you know, that's why I've been telling TT Jerry, get an OnlyFans, man. Just get an OnlyFans. But yeah. You know, this is one of the first, I'm happy, this is actually going to be one of the last episodes we have from this apartment, from this couch, because we got a house that we're moving to, and I don't know where to put the studio. Do I put the Chaos Studio in the garage to be away from them and give them, you know, give my family peace and quiet instead of having them huddled in a room right next door with no air conditioner, or do I keep it full chaos and put it right in the middle of the living room and continuously make my family sit down in silence while I'm doing the pod? We don't know. And obviously the answer is going to be fully up to Vinny. She has complete control of my life, my thoughts, my penis, my phone, everything. Listen, here's the thing. I live in North Korea because Vinny's North Korea. So that's where I live. So I know what it is to be a North Korean dissident. But, you know, by the way, did you see the Joe Rogan episode with the woman from North Korea? Have you seen that?
It came out
last week.
Yeah, like yesterday or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, by the time this comes out last week. Dude, it's wild. I haven't seen the whole thing because it's 17 hours long. But I heard that it's really devastating. And I heard that it's literally what we're destined for in this country. So it's interesting to see. Yeah. That's what my QAnon group chat said. Yeah, they said that's what we're destined for, is just mass control, that they, you know, food shortages, things like that. That's what's coming next. So it might not. I don't know. I'm starting to think, though, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to have like a North Korea-style government. Might be cool to live in North Korea.
Things will get done.
Things will get done, dude. Here's the thing. I think now the only way to cure or even curb my phone addiction is to have me go live in North Korea. I think the only way, if you really want to stop looking at your phone, then go defect to North Korea, or you're going to have to cut my hands off. I think you might have to just cut my hands off and give me two nubs. I still might find a way, though, to go on my phone and tweet with my toes. I mean, if I bite my toenails, why can't I text with them? You know? That's disgusting that I do that, right? But here's the posy-wazy of biting my toenails. It's good that I have the flexibility to get my feet into my mouth. Can you get your toes into your mouth, pimp?
I've never tried, but no, definitely not.
You think I have like an actual mental health disorder if I'm still biting my toenails at 36 years old? Something's going on.
Yeah. You might have that, what'd you say, FBA?
Yeah, full-blown autism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, if you want to see me bite my toes, come to Philadelphia August 18th or 19th, because the 20th and 21st are sold out. There's a few tickets left for Wednesday and Thursday. Then Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're coming, me and Pimp, September 17th and 18th at Dania Point Improv, Fort Lauderdale. Also, we're adding Southern California, either the Irvine Improv or the Brea Improv. It should be up at ChristyComedy.com right now. So Southern California, we're coming. Chrissy West Coast is coming back for a few nights, headlining shows. Maybe we'll have some special guests too. Get fun, get crazy, get weird. Okay. We got Pittsburgh in October. We got Zanies Nashville. Tickets are on sale for Zanies October 15th to the 17th in Nashville. Those tickets are almost sold out. Go get them. And then October 23rd, Foxwoods, the Great Cedar Showroom, the Big Fox Theater. First show sold out. Tickets available for the second one, Chrissy, Connecticut's. November, we got Newark, New Jersey. Then in December, guess what we got? West Palm Beach, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona. All available right now, ChristyComedy.com. Tickets are moving, so you better go get them. Hey, Homeless Pimp comes to every show. Maybe you'll be on camera. If you come, because we post all our stuff. So ask the good people of Providence, Rhode Island. Some of them were on camera, and some of them were on camera without consent, and they're suing us. So if you could sue us too. But just know if you try to sue me, Jeff Cohen, a.k.a. Chunk from The Goonies, the actual actor who played Chunk, is my lawyer, and he will sue your ass and then give you a truffle shuffle when he wins in court. Don't forget that.
Have you seen Kanye locked himself in a stadium?
Kanye locked himself in... Oh, so that's who's been lifting weights this whole time, Kanye? I mean, he's pretty jacked.
He's really losing his mind. He's locked himself and rented an entire stadium, Mercedes Stadium. I forget where it is.
Okay.
And now he's live streaming the whole 24 hours leading up to his album tomorrow.
Interesting. So what is he doing in the 24 hours on the live stream? Like, well, what type of stuff is it?
He's working out in a bulletproof vest in this shot.
He's actually in very good shape now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. He's holding it together. He just mentally...
So how much do you... What does it cost to rent out a stadium, do we think? It can't be cheap, right?
I mean, what does it cost to rent out a theater?
And why do his bulletproof vests say Donda?
Donda is the name of his mom, and it's also the name of his album.
Doesn't Donda mean... What is Donda esta? Donda.
Let's see.
That means something in Spanish. Jazz, what does donde está mean in Spanish? It means go fuck yourself, she said. Oh, me go F myself. Oh. Okay.
Anyway, he's working out in bulletproof vests.
And yeah.
He's sleeping on camera. He just dreamed himself sleep last night.
Really?
And this is all for a gospel album, so I just hope he's okay.
Interesting. I know in the tweet, but listen, Kanye... In my opinion, Kanye, though, I mean, he is, to me, and again, I'm not as big of a music aficionado. I could be the dumbest guy in the world. I love his music. My favorite, I'll tell you who my favorite musicians are, to be honest with you, whose songs I bump the most. I'm going to be honest with you. On my iTunes and Spotify, Kanye West, Whitney Houston, The 1975, NSYNC, and Leanne Rimes. Those are the five songs, and a little bit of old school Celine Dion. Those are what I say I bump the most. So Kanye, to me, is one of those people that is a genius but has snapped now, right? Well, am I wrong on that, Pimp, as a guy who knows everything about music?
Well, I just feel like everyone successful or interesting in history is so dope and then reaches a point where they become... a dictator.
By the way, can the fans or maybe Pimp, when we edit this, can we put a counter on how many times I pull my shirt down? Every time I pull my shirt down, just know that's my brain saying you're fat and you're disgusting and your shirt's sticking to the bottom of your fat and you don't want people to know that you really have a fat, disgusting belly button and tits that go sideways because you're eating too many carbs and you can't get it together, okay? As much as you say you're Chrissy Keto, you're really Chrissy Cupcakes, you fat, fat, fat motherfucker. But I'm trying. It's not working. I literally think I'm at the point now where I've given up I've kind of given up on ever trying to be jacked and ripped. I just want to get my blood pressure down and just be like, my goals are now cholesterol based because I'm never going to have a perfect body unless I do steroids, which I'm still on the table. I might do HGH.
That's the only way in. I mean, I feel like if you hit 30 not jacked, it's not going to be jacked. You're not going to get.
Listen, how about this? Because, you know, for the Christians who are really a part of the family, who go the above and beyond and go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy, where we have literally hours and 40-plus episodes now of content that's only lives at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're missing a lot of stuff by not going to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. It's $5 or $10, whatever you want. I mean, it's nothing, you know? patreon.com/ChristyComedy. But for the $25 level, we do a thing called the Chris and Eddie Show, where once a month I take edibles and do a show, and it's amazing and so much fun. What if we do the Chris and Steri Show, where I do steroids and do a show? For the $25 level, I do a hit of D-balls or I do a shot of HGH and we get jacked up and we do a show at the $25 level at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. What do we think of that? I get roid rage and just say, we're doing it. We're doing it. Mike Racine, a good friend of mine, Mike Racine has had really funny tweets. He's saying that because, you know, Andrew Cuomo's in hot water. By the time this podcast come out, maybe he resigned, maybe he got impeached. I don't know. Yo no sé. But he bought like 15 Cuomo sexual mugs and he's selling. He keeps tweeting like, I have 1,100 Cuomo sexual mugs. Please, somebody take these off my hands. I need to sell them. I have a family.
Yeah, everyone was like lusting over him.
Well, back, you know, in the beginning of the pandy-wandy, I mean, everyone's calling the Cuomo sexuals. I know that it's time for him to leave because my mom, who's like, you know, a very liberal person, really like, you know, like, you know, loved Andrew Cuomo. Even she's been like, he has to go now. She's like, and I believe the women. She's like, I think he's crossed the line. He cannot be the governor of New York. But the thing is, which interesting, but this is just goes to show you, like, again, I don't know politics or government that well. They can't make him leave. So this still is a country about states' rights, mostly over federal rights. Like President Biden has said, Cuomo's got to go, but they can't do anything. Even if they impeach him, it's still like he could still run for governor again and the people have to decide if he stays or if he goes. It's kind of like a wild thing where you kind of see, like, I think what we've seen in the last year or two is really like behind the curtain of government. Because for so long, I would say, oh, it doesn't matter who the president or governor is. Your life doesn't change. But now it actually does. Now it's like extremely impactful. It's like, you know, do you want to live here and be in, you know, literally one step away from internment camps? Or do you want to go to Florida under President, a.k.a. the God DeSantis, and be free in Florida, which I'll be at September 17th and 18th and December 17th and 18th at West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, respectively, ChristyComedy.com.
I honestly have no idea what I even think of this. He's just annoying.
Right.
But I did think it was interesting he made a female cop uncomfortable, and everyone's coming to the cop's defense.
Dude, well, I want to play this quick. But then also, did you know that his daughter, which this is the only thing that I'm like, people are like, can you believe he did that? I'm like, you know what? That's actually a good dad. Allegedly, one of his daughters had a bad breakup with her boyfriend, who was a state trooper in like the Westchester, like lower New York area, and Cuomo reassigned him to like Lake Placid, like all the way upstate by Canada. So people are like, isn't that fucked up? I'm like, that's actually kind of really funny. Oh. And like what a good dad should do. It's like, oh, you hurt my baby girl. Now I'm legitimately sending you to the Arctic Circle of New York, you dummy.
Dude,
you know?
I love that. Have you ever been up there? It's terrible.
No, it's terrible. What do you need? No, you're not in the shot. How's her poop today? What color is it? Oh, she hasn't pooped yet. Okay. When you change the formulas, you know, for the new parents out there, know your kids' poops can be all types of different colors, and our kids' poops have been all the color of the rainbow, which I think is her way of coming out of the closet, which, of course, we support here at the Chrissy Chaos Podcast. Yeah, I don't mind that Cuomo did that, but what is this thing from Philip Lewis? It said it's a montage of...
This is the montage he made in defense of himself.
This is Cuomo's defense of himself. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Go ahead.
New York Times published a front page picture of me touching a woman's face at a wedding.
Okay.
and then kissing her on the cheek.
Which is weird.
That
but
is
not
front
illegal.
Page news.
He's an Italian Ginzo.
I've been making the same gesture in public all my life.
Does that make it okay?
I actually learned it from my mother and from my father.
I mean, him kissing his mom on the lips is
it
a little
is
nuts.
Meant to convey
we went
warmth.
To the same high school, by the way. Shout
nothing
out Archbishop Molloy High School. You're turning
indeed,
on Andrew Cuomo
hundreds,
and Gilberto Val, the cannibal
thousands
cop.
Thousands of photos of me using the exact same.
Which, by the way, Gilberto's a good kid. At least he was in high school. He got, obviously, things changed for him after high school. But when I knew him in high school, he was a nice guy. Who knows what happened after that?
Straight and LGBTQ.
Exactly. I mean, he's touching a lot of people's faces. Dude, I think all Governor Cuomo
friends,
is showing right here is that he started COVID.
It is meant to convey
just
warmth.
Touched everybody's face.
Nothing more. Indeed, there are...
I mean, probably when COVID came out and the CDC was like, you know, keep your hands away from your face and nose, he was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I touch everybody's face.
Young.
It is.
And old.
I don't know if this is a good defense.
Straight.
Vin, do you think this is a good defense
LGBTQ
or bad defense?
Powerful people.
She says it's not good.
Friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street. After the event,
what is she a fuck?
The
okay,
woman
kissing
told
you on the forehead.
She took
offense. What is she a 2 month old baby? And what is Ciao Bella mean? Isn't
that
a restaurant?
I apologize.
Oh, hello, beautiful, or goodbye, beautiful. Ciao,
I mean,
Bella.
Chaz never touches or kisses me, and he's Italian as you get.
That's what I was gonna. I was just thinking about Chaz Palminteri. He's never touched or kissed me, but in my CBS pilot, we did kiss on the lips.
Well, you probably wrote that in yourself.
I did. Is there a guy I've worked with that I haven't kissed on the lips? I can't wait till I'm going to have to tweet out this montage in 30 years.
You are. You kissed Gianni's brother on the vlog.
On the vlog.
You kissed that opening act kid who had the weird tattoo.
I kissed the opening act kid. I kissed the kid Dave on Backyard Bar Wars. I kissed Chaz Palminteri. Oh, dude. I'm going to have to get the Cuomo montage. Vince said the only person I don't kiss is her. There you go. Boom. We wish you had a microphone. I'm really sweating it out. Do you know how to work a microphone? With your GED? What? Okay. I mean, yes, if Pimp can do it. What's this now? Oh, dude, listen, I know we're going to talk about we're going to get to robots and with Boston Dynamics, the robots that they're putting out is a little bit like I'm starting to think now they're so lifelike. Like I'm starting to think like, you know, was Elon Musk made by Boston Dynamics? Was LeBron James made by Boston Dynamics? Was Stephen Hawkins made by Boston Dynamics? Like, you know, was T.T. Jerry made by Boston Dynamics? Like anybody who's just like blows my mind. I'm like, are you from Boston Dynamics? By the way, I love Boston. How great is Boston as a city? How great is a Boston cream donut? Boston's a good city, dude. Boston is a good city. I have shows there too in November, but they're sold out. Sorry. Laugh Boston, but maybe, you know, maybe they will be. Oh, wow, my kid just spit up everywhere. She's so cute. I love them. I love having daughters. I love being the father, and anyone out there who has sons, great, good for you. But I love having daughters so much. It's just the best because I just feel like if I had a son, I don't know. I kind of just feel like, you know, I'd be like, ugh, another me? Like, dude. I don't know. This is no fun, but at least I feel like a girl. My daughters have a chance. My son, I think, would not have a chance, dude. He would just be, you know, he'd just be a maniac and just be out of control nuts.
Yeah, imagine you were like 15 today. You'd be arrested.
If I was legitimately, I'm 36. If I was born 20 years later and was a teenager today, I would be in prison.
Yeah, I mean, even the one story you told about climbing in that woman's trunk and surprising her. When
yeah.
She-
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would be shot dead.
I would be shot dead. Or, dude, what about all the people, like, you know, in all-boy Catholic high school, like, it was literally like a game amongst the basketball players to, like, you know, like, if somebody fell asleep, you know, like, after practice, or if somebody, like, just was sitting there, like, on their phone or, like, looking straight ahead, it was like you had to, like, we would call it a tee and run, and you would teabag their shoulder and run away. It's like, these are all like sex crimes now. You know what I mean? Like, if we were all kids the same age, we're all doing it to each other, but, like, you know how many times you know, like, without consent, got balls to my face. I mean, like, truthfully countless.
And that all came from like the Van Wilder movies and Animal House. Those would be illegal.
If you go and watch the movie Waiting right now, Ryan Reynolds, who's like, you know, like liberal and woke, and I think one of the funniest actors of our generation. I love Ryan Reynolds. But that movie Waiting, you could not make that movie today. They literally, it's about showing your dick and balls in some conspicuous way and then getting kicked in the ass for it and them calling you a homo for looking. Like, that's the that is the movie. That's the premise of the movie, is you being beaten because you're a homosexual. And that was like everybody's favorite movie. Like, my mom would be like, let's sit down and watch Waiting, you know?
It's scary. After all this gender and sexuality and racism stuff is done, it'll eventually die out.
Right.
It's going to be us versus the robots. And that's why I wanted to show you this video, because it gave me like an anxiety attack.
Us versus the robots. Yeah, let's see us versus the robots right now, because it's getting to the point now where it's crazy. And by the way, when we say us versus the robots, we mean us versus the Chinese. Go ahead.
The surgeon can rotate the arms in any direction to grasp.
This guy's just showing like the future of the robots they have right now.
The arms have extraordinary dexterity, almost like putting the surgeon inside the body.
Now, is this a pill or something they're going to put in our body, or this is they're just showing you?
Like, that's too sensitive to operate. You have some kind of surgery being done, the robot actually goes inside you, and the doctor's watching through like VR headset, and the robot's just handling it, and they're
like a pill.
Not even a pill. Like, they just open you up, and then they just shoot a robot in, and it goes inside you, and it knows exactly what to tie.
Is this going to be one of those things where we're living in a time where if somebody who has like a spinal cord injury has no use of their limbs, will be able to use their limbs at some point in the near future?
Oh yeah, you'll see. This video gets crazy.
All right, dude.
It gets
crazy. This is 16 minutes though.
We'll see. We're gonna
let's just
around.
Do this as the podcast. The next 16 minutes. Let's just watch this video.
We'll skip around it, but you got to see some of this.
I want to see some of it.
Putting the surgeon inside the body, and they can suture automatically. But what if you have a brain tumor in an area that's too sensitive to operate on?
Brain tumor that's
these
too sensitive.
These tiny robots are a fraction of the width of a human hair and can be injected into the body. They could sense the chemicals being released by the tumor and wrap around it.
Or poke certain cells and test how stiff they are. And
can poke certain cells and test how stiff they are to see if there's cancer in there. Oh my God.
So literally they're going to have like these little robots that sniff cancer just sitting inside you waiting.
Little squeak robots.
For real.
Little basically mini Faucis. It's tough to get smaller than Fauci, but Boston Dynamics Laboratory found a way to make a smaller scientist than Fauci. Let's see. Who's like, this nerd?
No, this is just an ad. Oh. But it pretty much becomes like, how fucking old are people going to be? You know what I mean?
Do you think that we're living in the time, real quick, do you think that we're living in the time, Pimp, where somebody alive today, not saying us, but somebody alive today or going to be born in the very near future will live forever somehow? You think like, think we're in the generation that will conquer death?
Well, we'll probably have a few people, if that, they'll probably still be secret about it because it's a superpower. But, like, I think we're there.
Oh, so you think we're there? You think there's somebody, some old rich guy who's never going to die?
I bet you there's a fucking Nazi alive somewhere still in the bunker they built in Antarctica.
Right. I'd love to get them on the pod if possible.
I'll see if I can book them.
All right, great. By the way, Pimp's got his mask on. He's in full blackface.
Oh, God.
All right, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you can see from the clothes I'm wearing and not the right hair gel, that my life's in turmoil. I'm now living amongst my baby clothes. I need BetterHelp. I mean, living amongst my baby's toys. Pretty much. Listen, I want to be completely honest with you. I'm saying this is my baby toys, but I've been thrown out of the house, and this is actually my room. This is my bed. This is the seat I sleep in. That's, you know, the carpet that I roll around in, and then I shit in a bag. So BetterHelp, it's going to be necessary for me to utilize your services. If you are having mental health issues out there, go to BetterHelp. You start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide. As I've said, we believe it's even available in North Korea. We're not sure. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they're easy and free to change counselors if needed. So listen, if you're a real nutbag out there, if you're off your fucking rocker, okay, go to BetterHelp. Even if you're not off your rocker, but you're just thinking about, you know, crazy things, and you're like, hey, I need help. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I want to kill my grandparents. Whatever it is, BetterHelp can save you. Now, you still may kill your grandparents, but at least BetterHelp will assist you in what ways to dispose of the body by staying calm. That's what I'm saying. It's all about staying calm, and it's all about the therapy you need and BetterHelp for realsies, for realsicles. BetterHelp can help you get your mental health in check. It's very important we do it, especially in these times of need. Let's do it. And I'm going to give the listeners right here a nice discount. Chrissy Chaos listeners, you get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/chaos. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chaos. Get 10% off your first month. Stay calm, stay cool, of course, stay gay. Okay. Hello Fresh to my Spanish speaking audience. Hola Fresca. What's up, Hello Fresh? I've been using it. I've been learning how to cook. I talk about it on Chrissy Chaos. I talk about it on Hey Babe. Hello Fresh has been helping me. I'm cooking. Listen, are my tits back? Are my bitch tits back? You bet your ass they are. But that's not Hello Fresh's fault, because I've been cooking with their food, which is healthy, low in salt, and very good. But then I also deep throat a sleeve of Oreos and go up the block to the cupcake shop, and face fuck a piece of confetti cake. So that's not Hello Fresh's fault. But Hello Fresh has helped me keep my blood pressure within somewhat normal guidelines. Is it getting to a place where it's out of control? Yes, of course it is. But that's not HelloFresh's fault. HelloFresh has been providing me with the meals I need. Okay, it's professional chefs, nutritional experts. BetterHelp is freaking awesome. That's my dishwasher, okay? And it's cleaning dishes that just had HelloFresh food on it that I've licked clean. When I eat HelloFresh, I don't even need a dishwasher because I lick that shit clean. Like, I will come over there and lick your feet if you put them in front of my face. If HelloFresh started serving feet, I'd eat them. Oh, by the way, it's Zagat dining survey. I don't know if it's called Zagat or Zagat. It depends if you want to be a Zagat or a Zagat. It's up to you. So, but just know that HelloFresh is approved by them, which is a big, big deal. Now, you know, listen, HelloFresh, if you're learning how to cook or you just want a meal service, because that's so easy now. Why go to the supermarket? Why do any of that? HelloFresh makes it so simple. The food gets delivered right to your house, and you will get a sick discount if you use my promo code, like genuinely sick. If you go to HelloFresh.com, that's HelloFresh.com/chaos14, and use the code chaos14, you're going to get 14 free fucking meals, plus the shipping. Do you understand? 14 free meals. HelloFresh.com/chaos14. 14 free meals plus free shipping. I mean, what do you have to lose? Literally, put in the promo code, get the 14 free meals, and it'll be great. And take pictures of the meals, and then take pictures of the shit, what your shit looks like after the meal. I bet it's going to be S-shaped and solid. Send it to ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. HelloFresh.com/chaos14. Do it now. Let's see.
Yeah, like these are
with
crazy.
With cars also learning to drive, two of the world's biggest jobs may soon be automated. And can you guess who this stunt robot's standing in for? It positions itself precisely to slow and accelerate spins and stick its landings.
No, that's crazy. That's nuts. A stuntman robot?
So it's getting to
Already doing that?
Yeah, it's getting to the point where they can green screen an actor onto the robot, and the robot moves with precision, those superhero jumps and all that shit. They're just going to have robots.
So that's what they do now.
Like, look at this scene. They're having two robots twist the actors around on a green screen to show them falling and fighting.
All right, let me see that. That's insane.
And then also, we should set this up. This guy is going on the road with a robot doing a live show and selling out. This is his show. This is his bit.
Dude, if you're not buying... Dude, listen to me. Let me tell you something. If I'm in your town, but also this guy with the live robots in your town, go see this guy with the live robot. Or we'll get this guy with the live robot to come do comedy on my show. Dude, what's going to start to happen is there's going to be comedy robots that are going to lap us as comedians. Like, dude, they're just going to be able to get all the things from the algorithm, everything that people want to talk about and make jokes about it, and then have a robot do a podcast, and we are donezo.
No, dude, that's what this video is about. We're being replaced already. We're helping our own replacements. Dude, it's like if you helped a new guy get with your girl, but the guy is invincible and made of metal.
So we're legitimately like cucks to robots.
We're cucking ourselves. Yeah.
We're cucking ourselves with robots, which fine. You know what, dude? Honestly, I would feel better about myself if my girl was getting banged up by a robot than a flesh human being.
Most of them are already.
Yeah, right? That's true. Yeah, a vibrator is just a... Dude, that's a robot. Yeah. I actually already... there's no way I can out-satisfy Vin will be always be more satisfied with the robot than me.
You'll never be that focused.
I can't. My tongue is not long enough. Every time I stick my tongue out for too long, it gets tired and I wind up getting sores underneath it. Go ahead.
I mean, I got too smacked the other day, and this video made me think reality has become the Flintstones, but instead of dinosaurs, it's slave robots.
Here, the robot plays a role in a comedy routine.
Holy smokes. Does this guy have a seatbelt on?
No, this is his whole act.
And he's crushing.
This is going to be the new crowd work.
Dude, this guy is annihilating.
And Adam Savage did some great work with the Boston Dynamics robot Spot.
Is that a turkey?
So you see these dog robots? They're $70,000 each. That's not that bad.
No, dude.
So
Dylan's probably going to buy one next week.
And now they're programming like them to be like, you know, dancing around, which is cool.
But that's just setting you up for it to eventually attack you.
So now this is the new thing. People have robot sidekicks where they just walk around the planet with robots that carry their shit.
Well, isn't Amazon already like trying to have robots deliver the packages?
Yep.
Where a robot's just going to knock on your door?
Yep. And then look at this thing. So this snake robot, when there's an earthquake or like, you know, let's say a 9/11 thing happens, they send the snakes in. They don't even move the rubble. They just send the snakes through the rubble.
See, but that's good for
that's awesome.
For good.
Yeah.
But it's the question, like, you know, how long do humans use it for good?
That's the real issue.
But I mean, at least right now we're going to see some cool shit before the robots eventually kill us and eat us.
Oh yeah, no. Right now is like the good phase, but it's going to turn a corner quick. Like, look at these robots they're making that are birds.
This robot bat removes the danger of propellers, potentially allowing drones to work safely around crowds of people. And a robot cat is being developed for low gravity exploration. It can use its legs to rotate and land safely.
So they're pretty much making a robot version of every animal on the planet.
Why can't they just send these things to Mars?
They are.
And just have them do everything.
Look, wait till you see it. It's crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's in this video?
Before jumping on to the next location.
Oh, great.
This robot beautifully mimics the way real birds fly with overlap.
I have to think, though, that some of the things we already see in this world that we think are real are robotic.
They're
already teasing us. This is shit from the 90s that they're showing us.
That's what I'm thinking after you said Elon Musk a robot. I'm like, that makes the most sense.
He could be.
That makes the most sense. Now, these robots...
Ooh, a docking station. What's this?
These robots never live above the ocean. They live on the bottom of the ocean floor and just fix stuff on the ocean floor.
And that's happening right now.
Apparently.
But snakes are designed to live permanently underwater. They can seek out damaged infrastructure, select tools for specific tasks, and grab onto rails to operate machinery. And this robot dog can switch to rolling on wheels at 15 miles an hour. His cousin...
Like, just think about all these things with a gun on them. And they're in charge of you until you get a vaccine.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that bound to happen? Like, isn't that actually going to happen? Is the gun... Like, when are they going to... Why? My question is if let's just say... They confirm COVID-19 was made in a lab and China released it on purpose. Let's just say that happens. Or the United States did something, whomever did it. Why risk human lives anymore? Why not just have the robots fight the war? Because I guess then eventually the robots are just going to kill us anyway.
Yeah, no matter what it comes to us, we've upgraded reality.
We're going to die.
It's over. So enjoy the end, really.
Kind of like enjoy the end, yeah. That's why, why not just come out to a stand-up show?
Yeah.
Use your stimulus. Just come. Yeah, you know, why not? Why not just go take that trip to Italy or wherever you want? Just go do it.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Yeah. Go to Australia. Go to Italy. Go wherever you've wanted to go. Because, I mean, pretty soon there's a potential. You know, you can look at it one of two ways. You could say, "Oh, doom and gloom, and it's over," or you could say, "Yo, dude, the party has begun." What's the difference anyway, man? Let's drink. Let's get smacked.
Yeah.
Let's have fun.
That
you know? I mean, I got exactly. Two kids, which I'm forgetting about, but hey, they'll figure it out.
But yeah, they've also taught the robots to work like as a team. So this is what they are going to send to Mars, like a team of the dog robots.
Team of the dogs.
And look what they do together. It's kind of crazy.
And these robot dogs could work together to explore Martian caves. The first dog explores the area autonomously, building a 3D map. And when it spots something interesting, like potential signs of life, the second robot takes samples. They then collaborate to analyze the samples. One of them also carries special lights to assist a third robot, which carries an advanced camera for zooming in and exploring different spectrums. A team of robots like this can cover much more difficult terrain than one.
Crazy is that? I love that.
Wow. And then right, I love that we're watching robot stuff and then right to an ad for F-Boy Island on HBO Max. Oh, Nikki Glaser. I guess it's Nikki Glaser's new show. F-Boy Island.
God bless.
Dude, how funny is that? Boston Dynamics, the top of society, right to F-Boy Island. This is America. I love it, dude. But I wouldn't have it any other way. This is the country I want to live in, where we have Boston Dynamics and F-Boy Island. You know? I want to have both these people. Do you want to live in a world where it's just one or the other? No, dude. You want to have a spectrum of things, you know? I want Elon Musk and Flava Flav to be alive. I want Caitlyn Jenner and TT Jerry. I want all that,
God,
dude.
They should meet.
Dude, if Caitlyn Jenner does not bring TT Jerry on as vice president when she gets elected president, why is this a country? Could you imagine in 2024 our country is fully ran by transgender people?
Thank God. I hope so.
I'm not saying, could you imagine it's a negative thing? I'm just saying it's a wild thing. I wouldn't have a problem with it either. I don't care. Cut your dick off. Cut your pussy off. Whatever you would like to do. Just give me my freedoms back. That's all I want. That's all I want. I just want to be free again. So if you need to cut off your dick and use it as a microphone, and I'll vote for you. I don't care. I just want to be free again like I was in 2019. So
after this robot video, I'm like, who even cares about sex or genders? It's over.
Yeah, it's kind of like, is freedom even the goal anymore? It's like, that might be lost. Like, what should we be really going after at this point? Like,
well, that's something Elon Musk pops in this video and says. Hold on, let me.
What
find
does he say?
It. First, you see these new Uber Air taxis?
Uber Air taxis.
You
what?
Can just take an Uber helicopter. It's going to launch soon. Isn't this crazy?
Uber helicopter.
Yeah, like if you don't want to, you know, drive to the country, you just take a 20-minute helicopter.
That's actually pretty dope. I mean, they got to obviously guarantee the safety of it. What's happened? Babe, it's fine.
Let me find this.
So what did Elon Musk say? And who was that? Was that Mike Birbiglia? Who was that? in the video.
So pretty much... The setup for Elon Musk's statement is that all these robots are proving that there'll be no truck drivers, there'll be no need for factory workers. Pretty much there'll be no low-level jobs or even restaurant workers.
So then how are people supposed to listen to the podcast? We'll have no podcast listeners if there's no truck drivers, factory workers, or waiters and waitresses. That's the audience.
Well, that's what Elon Musk...
I'll kill Elon Musk if he gets... if Elon Musk gets in the way of the Christians, I swear to God, I will hire John Haylight and we will beat his face in with a signed autograph bat. We will beat that motherfucker's face in if he gets in the way of our audience, because we know who you are, we know who our audience is, and we know most of you guys work at Denny's, and we will protect you.
Shout out Denny's.
Shout out Denny's.
Largest jobs will be automated over the coming decade.
There will be fewer and fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better. These are not things that I think that I wish would happen. These are simply things that I think probably will happen.
Instead of people walking up and down the aisles so with the traditional grocery store to pick up items,
okay.
That's a
these
store
little devices move more than a million items every day between them. Instead of trying to build machines that fit into a world designed for humans, this entire facility, the size of 7 football fields, is custom built to make this as efficient as possible.
Compounding this is the rising cost of living. In Japan, nearly half of all unmarried adults.
Do you think then that this coincides with COVID and a pandemic? Do you think they're trying to wipe people off the planet to make room for this? Honestly, man.
No, not wipe them off the planet. They're trying to put them in their little hamster wheel while the real shit's being done.
So that's why we're like, we'll take freedoms away from you little by little by little, make you do this, this, and this, and this, because this is what we need to get off the ground.
Yeah, they want to make us grateful just to go outside again. And then we won't realize outside is like the robots. He just said, we don't build this facility for humans. We build it for robots and humans operate in it.
But then who's eating the food then? We need to eat the food.
After a while, what does it even mean to feed us?
Yeah, why do you even need to? So you think, I mean, yeah, why can't 1,000 humans just live on the planet and have everything they want and just the robots do their thing?
It'll be the top 1,000 richest humans.
Listen,
or
dude, I'll do
comedy
shows for them if they want to keep me alive. If you want to keep me alive and keep my family alive, I'd love to do shows for you. I'll do them for cheap, too. You can get me on the cheap. You know, I got a new manager, but so he may want a little bit more, but I will tell him not to get greedy, you know?
But this tripped me out because I was smacked up, and I was thinking, all these UFOs, all this alien shit, what if it's just they built an AI rocket ship?
What do you think of that? You like that? What do you think of that? Okay, I mean, Magic Spoon, it's one of those ones. I have 100 boxes of it under there. I eat it. My kids eat it. My family eats it. My one-month-old baby, I put it on her lips, and she tried to suck it down, and we had to say, no, baby, you'll choke. You don't even have stomach muscles yet. But as soon as she's eligible to eat Magic Spoon, that's what I'm going to start feeding her with. Magic Spoon. Listen, Magic Spoon, it's better than the vaccine, okay? I'm telling you, Magic Spoon, and it's so healthy. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly. It's gluten-free. It's grain-free. It's soy-free. It's low-carb. I mean, it's keto, baby. If you're going keto, Magic Spoon is the cereal for you, and it tastes fantastic. If you want, you know, listen, not everybody wants to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or you can't go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs anymore because, you know, your arteries say no. Magic Spoon helps you. Magic Spoon is healthy cereal, but it tastes great, just like the cereals we used to love as a kid. I mean, they got the cinnamon flavor. They got the chocolate flavor. They got banana flavor. I mean, they got any kind of flavor you want, dude. They got peanut butter flavor, blueberry, cinnamon. They got a cookies and cream flavor now. Holy shit. That's new. They got the cookies and cream flavor. Maple waffle. I mean, come on. Maple waffle. Let's go, dude. These flavors are awesome. And by the way, those flavors are almost for a limited time only. They will sell out. They're saying they do sell out extremely quickly, which I believe. I didn't even know they had them. And I was on the site yesterday, so they're selling out. So if you want to get your hands on some, go to magicspoon.com/chaos. Magicspoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. You're going to get $5 off your order, okay? Magicspoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. Get $5 off your order. I'm telling you, it's the right move. I love it. It's probably the thing I endorse and love most on this podcast is Magic Spoon. Magicspoon.com/chaos, promo code chaos, $5 off your first order. Listen, Buffy, 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 it's animal free, it's animal cruelty free. It's animal, listen, it's earth friendly, it's cruelty free. So I'm not saying that they're not cruel to animals in their off time, but their product is cruelty free, which is a huge thing. Now you're saying, what is Buffy? Well, I'll tell you what Buffy is. It's all about comforters with Buffy, okay? They make comforters for your bed. They sent me one. It's legitimately the most comfortable comforter I've ever had. I mean, I took the first vaccine shot yesterday. I was sweating like a pig, you know, throughout the night. Buffy comforter, it was fine. I literally woke up. I felt so good, even though I have a microchip in my arm now, because Buffy comforter made me feel safe and good. It's 100% plant-based design. It's breathable. Okay, it keeps you at a comfortable temp, and it's keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot. Listen, polyester, you pieces of shit scumbags. You got nothing on Buffy's plant design, and it keeps me cool. I'm Chrissy Cool. I'm Cool Hand Chrissy because of Buffy comforters. Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding? What are you? You want to kill animals for your comforters? What kind of people are you? Honestly. No, you go 100% plant-based, dude. It's like I'm sleeping in the trees. It's like I'm sleeping in a bunch of koala leaves, if that's even a thing. It's like I'm sleeping with koala bears because I have chlamydia. And Buffy comforters makes my chlamydia feel better. That's what I'm saying. Chrissy Drip Drop, I'm back. $20 off your Buffy comforter. You got to visit Buffy.co. That's C-O. Buffy.co. And enter Chrissy Chaos. That's Buffy.co and enter Chrissy Chaos for $20 off your Buffy comforter. Take a picture of you and your Buffy comforter wrapped up in it. Show me that you use a promo code. Email it to Chrissy Chaos Podcast. Email it to ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. Me and Pimp might throw it up on the podcast, or we may just save it for a private collection. That's my birth control alarm just went off, and it means I also have to post Hey Babe, and your alarm should be on because you need to go buy a Buffy comforter, you scumbags. Promo code ChrissyChaos, $20 off. I'm going to sit like this. I'm going Chrissy the Sphinx Cat. I'm going Chrissy the Sphinx Cat, CTS, CTSC. For the rest of the potty waddy. Chrissy the Sphinx Cat. All right, let's see one more minute of this Boston Dynamics video, and then I want to talk to the fans. I want to read some emails, and hopefully there's some she-mails in there.
At some point to a radically different future, an age of abundance.
With automation, there will come abundance. Almost everything will get very cheap. Some kind of a universal basic income is going to be necessary. The harder challenge, much harder challenge, is how do people then have meaning? If you're not needed, if there's not a need for your labor, what's the meaning? Do you have meaning? Do you feel useless? That's a much harder problem to deal with.
The cost of sequencing.
Well, how do you solve that? Or do you just not?
Well, that's the issue. Does it matter if humans are happy, if the robots have everything going?
You think maybe the vaccine is a thing that the robots can, like, smell in our arms and stuff? Like,
I'm starting to think the aliens were robots. Like, just robots that escaped going nuts.
Right, right. Maybe, so you think eventually, here's the theory. What if eventually that they position it as, hey, Earth is for the robots, Mars is for the humans? Could that be it? Could there just be a planet switch?
Depends how big a dick the robot leader is going to be.
So what do we have to do? Do we have to destroy Boston Dynamics, or do we have to retweet? Like, what do we have to do?
We might as well just destroy him just to be safe, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, dude, the robot stuff to me is like, I understand the good for it, but it does terrify me a little bit because now I'm starting to think, like, is Violet, my one-month-old, a robot, or is she real?
She does seem CGI.
Is she real or not, man?
I don't know. I've yet to confirm.
Is she a robot? Ben, Violet, tell me the truth. Do you charge her at night? Because I every time she wakes up to be fed, I'm sleeping. Because I just can't wake up because I feel fat and I can't get through my depression and all the carbs I eat. So that's why you have to feed her all night and I'm not doing a good job. But do you plug her in? Do you charge her like a Tesla? She's not answering. That's a yes. Let me see some emails, please. I can't deal with this. Who's this kid? Is this Fetty Wap?
We got a fan video here.
Hey, how's it going? Chrissy Chlamydia, Chrissy LA, aka Lunch Lady S, and hello to you, Mr. Homeless Pimp. My question today is for both of y'all, what is your favorite Hispanic dish? Do you like tacos? You like pupusas, tripletas, jaiba, ceviche? Me personally, I like them al pastor tacos, but what is y'all's favorite dish? Chris, I will be seeing you tonight at Haha Comedy Club for the first time. I'm really looking forward to that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And as always, remain gay and stay in the fog.
Remain gay, stay in the fog. That kid came and saw me at Ha Ha Comedy Club, and he may have been the person that got pissed on by Brendan Schaub, may have been the person that got pissed on at Brendan Schaub's show, or maybe he was the kid that turned around and pissed on somebody. Is this a kid that pissed on somebody at Brendan Schaub's show? Chrissy Lunch Lady asked, Chrissy in the Fogs, thank you for your question, my friend. My favorite Spanish dish, I would say, is probably either Pernil, some type of meat, which I think is pork. So I've been eating. So I'm like, I won't eat a pork chop, but I'll eat pernil because it's not called a pork chop. I like that. Or I also love plantanos. I know that that's an easy one, but I've never really had, like, Abuelita comes in here and makes for real plantanos, and they are so muy bien. I love that so much. And of course, best one is if I put a little sazon on Vinny's ass. Love to eat that.
I'll eat any Spanish food. I love Spanish food.
So you're a guy like you'll order Spanish food on Seamless or
alone?
Something like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Interesting.
Anything with beans. I fuck with
you
beans.
You like beans?
Yeah.
I know. I thought beans were good for you, but they're actually not. Not the way they come in Spanish food.
Oh, no. I imagine it's not good.
Look at this. Look at my fucking thigh. Look at this. Look. Milky white. I mean, disgusting. Like who wants that? Disgusting. All mosquito bites, banana socks. Look at this. I don't care anymore. That's the thing. I used to try to hide it. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to do the rest of the podcast with my asshole wide open. Because what's the difference, dude? What is Boston Dynamics going to make a better version of me anyway?
Doesn't matter. You're terminal, dude.
Next question. This is from Tim Viscools. Will we ever be blessed to see you at Hilarities in Cleveland? My wife and I are huge fans, and we both are fans of Homeless Pimps Laughter. Fuck the haters. Question of the day. Would you rather blow Homeless Pimp or have TT blow you? Your family's lives are on the line. Thanks. Okay, Timmy. First of all, I might come to Hilarity soon. I think I'm doing a theater in Cleveland next year, the Aurora or Agora Theater. I think I'm doing that. But maybe I'll come to Hilarity's. I will be close in Pittsburgh in October. If you want to come to Pittsburgh, show at Jurgles. I believe it's sold out or very close, but October 2nd or 1st, ChristyComedy.com. Would I rather blow Homeless Pimp or have TT blow you? Well, one of those things has happened already. So you have to decide which one it is. Just let me just tell you that I've had a sore throat since me and Homeless Pimp's last trip to L.A. where it was just him and I, so I'll let you figure it out. The answer is TT blew me. I think I'd rather have TT blow me only because, I mean, he looks like Jasmine.
He's a professional.
Yeah, I took a picture of them just sitting watching TV, and I'll send it to Pimp, and we'll post it on the Patreon. You pick who's TT, who's Vin. Because they both had their hair in a ponytail and looked the exact same way. Okay, Marissa Malta, this is the last question. Hi, Chris. So I was just listening to your podcast, Daddy Pride, which I've listened to all the Chrissy Chaos and Hey Babe episodes. I appreciate the support so much. Hey Babes every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern time, and of course, Chrissy Chaos every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. So I really appreciate that. Long story short, you were talking about the Mama Roo, LOL. There it is. And relating it to heroin. As a recovering heroin addict, I could say that if it feels like the most orgasmic thing in your life, then yes. The first time you do heroin, it is like a warm blanket of amazingness, just wraps your whole body. Me and my coworkers listen to you all day at work. We'll be at your show August 14th in Eatontown, sold out. Shout me out or add me on IG, Marissa Marie. And can you please show us a picture of a homeless pimp, TTYL? So obviously, Marissa Malta, if you listen to every Chrissy Chaos podcast, you know that I absolutely cannot add you on IG. I will not. I can, but then Vin will be at your house. So you're saying that the Mamaru, I would, listen, from how quickly my daughter falls asleep in that Mamaru and just is in pure joy, I would think, listen, as soon as she's old enough to speak, my first question is going to say, does the Mamaru feel like heroin, yes or no? Maybe I'll even ask her as she understands commands and we'll go off a head nod, you know? Because to me, it looks like it has to be feel like heroin. She is so comfy-wumpy in that goddamn Mamaru, it's like insane.
What's great? Well, what in your life is like a heroin thing for you? Like, what makes you feel that way?
What makes me feel like heroin? Nutella. I would say if when I eat Nutella, all my problems are gone. Legitimately, present me with a problem. Tell me something devastating and then give me Nutella. Problem doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I love Nutella. The hazelnut spread.
It's so dangerous.
I know, dude. It's bad. Okay. So interesting that you used heroin. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I do heroin or not. I might.
I've been saving, like, I'm saving mushrooms for my 40s.
You've never done mushrooms ever?
No, I'm saving it.
Interesting.
I like to save things. Heroin, deathbed, fuck yeah, dude, I'm out.
All right, let's do heroin. Speaking of heroin, DaBaby will no longer be performing. Rapper's list of canceled festival gigs grows. Wow, this is the interesting thing. So this is the first time, because I've been saying this for a long time, and I know a lot of people have been saying this for a long time, but like, why don't rappers get canceled? Like, why does a comedian or a politician, if they even attempt to say something bad, even if they don't mean it that way, even if just an innuendo, they'll lose their careers, but rappers can just say, call people F words and say that they don't like gay people and all these lyrics, bitches, hoes, and how disgusting people are and blah, 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 but they're fine. But this is now happening.
He's one of the untouchables. He's the top of rap right
so
now.
So what did DaBaby say, which is the best name in rap?
Let me find it.
Because that's what I have. I have DaBaby.
Like, he's nuts. Like, a fan came up to him and challenged him in a mall a year ago, and he just knocked the fan out.
Like punched him
in. And that didn't get him in trouble.
So what is his hurtful comments about LGBTQ? The thing is, listen, you can't generalize anybody. You cannot generalize.
What he said is so weird, too.
Yeah, you can't generalize people, but I would assume that, you know, and there's many different reasons, but I would say a large part of the, like, rap population is homophobic. According to their lyrics, you would think that, that most of them are, like, it's not a shock, right?
Oh, here you go. Let's see it. Here, you want to louder it? This is
though it's like, no gay shit, no gay shit, no homo, no homo. Pause.
He's at a music festival just telling him his fans why they're the best.
Dude, if you think I'm not gay and I'm sitting like this, you got another thing coming. I love cock.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if you put like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't suck in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it f***ing real.
He said if you've ever sucked in N-words dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone up. So I don't understand how that's homophobic. If you did, then put your cell phone up. If you didn't, don't put your cell phone up.
He got dropped from like 10 of the biggest festivals and a clothing company dropped him.
It's saying DaBaby apologized for misinformed comments about HIV and AIDS. What did he say about HIV and AIDS?
He said at the beginning, he was like, you know, if you're my fan and you don't have HIV and AIDS, put your hands up.
So I don't understand what the problem is. I'm confused on what the problem is.
I think he just freestyled like a little crowd work thing and it sucked. And it's made him look like an asshole.
But to cancel him, it feels a little bit like deeper than that, like some kind of political hit job. Like,
I don't get this.
I don't get what's problematic about that.
I have no idea. I mean, it's definitely douchey. But
yeah, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm just like, to cancel him? I don't know if...
It's just crazy that like the biggest rapper in the world is getting so canceled.
What does Venetia think? By the way, does Venetia, I mean, does she just ever want to show up for work? I mean, she's supposed to be here. Venetia just doesn't want to come to work anymore.
I talked about it to her last night, and she was saying that it's a problem. You can't say that about gay people. It's shitty. What he said is really shitty. And he's sober. He's in that video sober saying it.
Wow.
If he was drunk, I'd be like, all right, maybe you just don't know.
But he's fully sober.
Fully sober, sold out show. Talking about HIV and AIDS for some reason.
Well, let's talk about HIV and AIDS here on the podcast.
Let's do some awareness.
Listen, I want to send an email to chrissycastpodcast@gmail.com if you have HIV/AIDS. I want to know. I want to know if you have it. And I want you to come on the podcast and give it to me.
I don't know. I'm sick of cancel culture.
Me
like,
too. You know what? Most people are sick canceling. Of cancel culture. It's just like, you know, because Louis C.K. is coming back to a sold out tour. Like, dude, Bill Cosby's going to come back, which is crazy.
Buying TT tickets after that rant.
What'd you say?
I'm buying TT tickets to that after that rant.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We apologize for TT Jerry's comments about Bill Cosby. She's been in prison a long time. I don't think she knew what was happening.
What has he been up to? Is he just laying low somewhere?
TT or Bill?
Both.
Well, TT's cleaning houses right now. She's probably laying on the floor.
Oh, actually, that's perfect. TT, the clothing drop will be today, right?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that next Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, and we're gonna have it done by then?
We have to.
Okay. Yeah. Go to ChristyComedy.com. My new merch is up. All the new merch
out
is
right
up
now. Check out the video with TT.
Check out the video. Check out the lookbook. We got a lot of amazing people in it, as you can see. Check out the merch. This is a limited run merch drop, by the way. So all the stuff you're seeing at ChristyComedy.com right now, that's limited run. So you have to go buy that, and because it's limited. It's going to sell out, and then we're not making it anymore. So go ChristyComedy.com, get the merch. I saw the pictures of TT in it, and it's wild. Crazy. Crazy. Okay, here, last question. My husband won't try almond milk because it thinks it gives you man boobs. Is this true? Asking because of your revelation about what cow's milk is. Your thoughts. Sincerely, potential man boob wife. Yeah, I think that it does give you man boobs because I've been drinking almond milk for the past 6 years and I have legit tits like I'm in Handmaid's Tale. So I think it does give you boobs. What'd you say? Oh, Vin said the cupcakes is what's giving me man tits like I'm in Handmaid's Tale. It's soy milk that gives you boobs. And I want to say to Vin, it's my body. So I'm telling you that it's almond milk that's giving me boobs. And I also need some of her prenatal bras. Yeah, they say soy milk gives you titties because it contains estrogen-like compounds called isoflavones. I don't fucking know.
Well, that's crazy. Soy's in everything.
Soy's legit.
That's why you have them. Soy's in everything.
I think that the other conspiracy is that some government trying to, you know, beat the United States, I don't know who it is, maybe Russia, maybe China, maybe somebody else, maybe it's France, like, I don't know, is putting soy in our food to make our men into less manly men. And I think that that is a good strategy by a foreign adversary, by a foreign nation that wants to beat us, is they're literally slowly making us all into estrogen-fueled men so we aren't as aggressive and we don't want to fight as much and we get tits. So I'm telling you that the reason I have tits right now is because of Russian interference. That's what I'm telling you. The Russians, literally, the Russians made me trans. This is Chrissy Chaos. What's up?